Hi, Lisa here from CaminoWays.com. Many of you have asked the question, if you can walk the Camino on your own. Yes, of course you can choose to walk the Camino alone, and many do. Walking the Camino offers time to reflect, to get back to nature, and enjoy making some new friends. Unlike other holidays, the Camino gives you a chance to challenge yourself over the course of the walk. Not just the physical distance, but also the mental challenge of walking through vast landscapes for numerous hours each day. With a mission like this, the Camino is the perfect active holiday to try out alone. There are many reasons why people choose to walk the Camino alone. Firstly, with fewer distractions, you are free to spend more time enjoying your surroundings and basking in the landscapes along the way. A popular reason for walking the Camino today is the opportunity to get a welcome break from technology and walk at your own pace. From mobile phones to social media to games, we live in a world full of interruptions, and when you have a chance to get away from it all, why not give it a go? With nobody else to determine when and where your time is spent or to initiate discussions around certain topics, you are free to have some thinking time of your own. Some studies indicate that by spending time alone, we improve our concentration levels, increase productivity levels, and allow ourselves to focus. Another reason why people might want to walk alone is to meet some new people. Often when you find yourself on holidays with friends, family, or a group that you know, you stay within that group and enjoy each other's company. By walking on your own, you may force yourself out of your comfort zone and make some new friends along the way. The Camino is often considered a personal challenge. If you want to tick something off your bucket list, don't wait for someone else to join in, just do it. There is no better feeling of accomplishment than completing one of your goals. So what are the popular Camino trails for solo travellers? The last section of the Camino Frances is the most popular route. You might start out on this trail alone, but you will end up meeting people all along the route. As the most popular section, you will meet plenty of pilgrims, enjoy the Camino culture, and won't be short of facilities at every stopping point. Another great route for solo walkers is the last week of the Portuguese Coastal Way. People who wish to start by the sea usually choose this beautiful trail, either walking the full coastal route from Porto or the last week of the route from Bayona. The Finisterre Camino is a wonderful route that will take you only 5 nights to complete if you are planning an adventure for one. You can start in the historic town of Santiago de Compostela, walking along scenic forest tracks to coastal trails at what was once known as the end of the world. Enjoy a fresh dip in the Atlantic Ocean at the end of your walk. So what will you bring with you on this journey? There are a few basic items that you will need for your Camino adventure. A small backpack, a good pair of walking shoes or boots, a light waterproof jacket, sun cream, and merino wool socks are just a few essentials. For a full packing checklist, you can go to our website at www.caminoways.com. If you are planning to walk the Camino on your own, there are plenty of places to start, routes to take, and resources to get you started on this amazing adventure. We have a number of free Camino ebooks with valuable travel tips and Camino route details to help you along the way. For more information about the best routes for solo travellers or to book your next Camino trip, please contact one of our travel specialists on www.caminoways.com. Thank you.